Exercise number 8, the trill.
Is a trilling of the tongue or lips, rolling the tongue or flapping the lips. It's your choice. Either one will work. I call this an infinite consonant, which is stopping air on and off in a constant airstream. By the nature of the exercise, there will be no vowels or consonants or articulation to interrupt the airstream. Your whole singing instrument now is given the ability to operate with an uninterrupted, controlled airstream. This is to observe its working without words, a good insight to your support, pitch, and placement. This is why trilling, for many reasons, is a good monitor for exercises or singing. Remember to keep a firm stomach so that your air is completely controlled, and keep a nice yawn so that your larynx stays down as you're trilling. This creates a nice release for your air to flow through and not get stuck in your throat once again.
See figures 6, 7, 8, and 12.
Let's begin with a cappella. The student will be using a tongue roll. First, the student. Note, the student is moving through a portion of their range nice and evenly and letting the air go up into the nasals for the highs, into the mouth for the lows, but at no time with resistance or getting caught in the throat. Now, let's put this into a scale like this. Half yawn and a half hum, and then put them together when you feel comfortable with it.